so glad you came back for another one. In this episode, you're going to hear about my evening routine. So I talked about how some of the things in the morning and evening are similar, but in this episode, I go into more detail about my entire evening routine, what that entails, and please remember that I don't believe that skincare is one size fits all, so this is just my routine. If you have questions about your own skin, I would love to do a virtual consult with you. I do offer those. And if you have any questions about products or maybe where to get something that I have mentioned, just send me a message and I will hook you up. Enjoy.
Last episode, we talked about morning skin and what my daytime skincare routine is. And so this episode, we're going to talk about evening routine. Now, again, like I stated in the last episode, I don't believe that skincare is one size fits all. So I don't think that my evening routine is necessarily what every person should be doing. And same thing with my morning routine. There's a couple of things that I certainly think everyone can use, like SPF, for example. Everyone in the daytime should be protecting their skin. But this is just what my evening routine looks like. And I think in future episodes, I'll talk to some of my favorite estheticians. And I even have a couple of derm PA friends that I will have as guests on the podcast. So we might ask them about what their skincare routine looks like, so you can kind of hear some differences. But for now, we're just going to talk about mine. In the evening is when I definitely double cleanse. I think that people don't place enough emphasis on the double cleanse, especially in the evening, especially if you're wearing makeup. Obviously, you want to remove your makeup, and I hope to God you're not using makeup wipes to do so. I am not innocent in never using makeup wipes. I have certainly used them before, but when you know better, you do better. And so I definitely know better now, so I don't use makeup wipes. There are those makeup eraser cloths, and I actually really, really like them. The first time I tried a makeup eraser cloth was in my FabFitFun box, and I love them. The one that I got was like the name brand. Okay. And so for me, I tried to get some like cheaper versions of said cloth, and they don't work the same. So those ones that are actually like the name brand makeup eraser cloths, I really like. You just wet them with some warm water. Again, we are doing warm, like tepid water. We are not doing hot. We talked about it last episode, but I'll mention it again, that we are not washing our face or doing our skincare with hot water. It's one of the reasons that I don't love steamed towels in a facial. I use them and I will use them. They are relaxing and it's okay for like once a month when people come to get a facial. But it is not something you want to be using on your skin every day, especially twice a day. You don't want to be using hot water. There is a common misconception that hot water or steam, quote, opens your pores. And I have news for you. Your pores do not open and close. It's not a thing. Hot water doesn't open them. Cold water doesn't close them. You can tighten them and you can empty them out, but they don't open and close. So people that tell you that hot water or steam opens your pores, that's just not a thing. So we're going to use tepid water. If we're using a makeup remover cloth to remove our makeup, we're going to soak it in some warm water. And then for me, I always start with my eyes. Because I don't ever wear waterproof mascara, by the way. And if I don't happen to have my lash extensions, which I freaking love, but again, it's a luxury that I cannot always afford. So if I don't have extensions and I did wear mascara, then I always start with my eyes. And I would always just hold the cloth for about 30 seconds on my eyes, and then I gently rub. One of the things about my skin is that I don't have sensitive skin, but I have reactive skin, especially with makeup wipes or micellar water, things that are not super the best to be removing makeup. I would get, especially under my eyes, really, really, really raw, for lack of a better word. It didn't seem like you couldn't see redness. And sometimes you could see a little bit of flaking after a few days, but my under eye and everyone's under eye, but specifically mine, I feel like is just super sensitive. And so it's hard to find something that I can use to remove my makeup and even an eye cream for me that doesn't really bother my under eye. So those cloths are great, but I would just hold them on my eyes for 30 seconds and then just gently wipe so that my mascara can come off. But again, for me, that doesn't count as part of my double cleanse. And I know that might sound crazy, but if I'm just removing my makeup with something like that, it's not cleansing anything. It's just taking off like the top layer. Then is when I would do a double cleanse with my actual cleanser. So I mentioned in my daytime episode, or well, my daytime routine episode, that I have been really, really loving Coty Montarbo's Creamy Glow Cleanser. And I love it for a lot of reasons, but the number one reason that I even started using it and started telling people about it was because I love how it just melts my makeup. So again, I'm not a waterproof mascara girl, but when Cody asked me if I would test out his cleanser and post a video, like an honest review about it, the morning that I got it in the mail, I purposely wore like a full face of makeup. I did bronzer, I did highlight and contour, and I did like a red lip. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was going to try the whole thing. And it really is, it does just kind of melt my makeup off, and it doesn't make my skin raw. So I love it. But if I don't use the makeup remover cloth, then I will use the Creamy Glow Cleanser. When I'm talking about a double cleanse, I mean, we're going to wash our face first, we're going to wash it a second time. And both times we're going to take our time. So again, last episode talked about how you don't want to rush through your cleanse. You want to prepare it to receive all of your great nighttime ingredients. After you cleanse, we tone. I do love a toner. I think that they're necessary. You will find different opinions in the professional realm, even with a toner. But I've always used one. I think even way back in middle school when I used my first ever skincare line, I just love a toner. And so for mine, I mist my toner on. I might blot it with some cotton rounds, but then after my toner, so my evening routine changes up a little bit. So I talked about last episode and I keep referencing that, but if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it so you kind of know what I mean. My evening routine changes not so much with the season as it does week to week, depending on what my skin needs and how it's feeling. My daytime ingredients might change per season. So like in the summer, I might just use like a tinted moisturizer. And then in the winter, when my skin is super, super dry, I'm definitely going to be using some more hyaluronic acid and maybe a creamier daytime SPF. But my evening routine doesn't really change season to season as much. I might add a hyaluronic in the evening as well, but again, it just really depends on what my skin needs. So after I cleanse and tone, my next thing is going to start with my serums. Okay, so with serums, you want them to go in the order of consistency. So the first thing that I use, and again, this is not every night, but the first thing I use is a glycolic acid. It's a Clarity by Topics. It's their glycolic resurfacing, but it's a daily use or weekly use. And so I will apply that first. It's almost like a toner because it's basically a water consistency. But with glycolic acid, it's an incredible ingredient, but it's also super, super great for texture and tone. So I use it because I have some uneven tone and I have some sun damage. I used to like tan in tanning beds when I was young. So I'm paying for that now. I use the glycolic acid and I let that sit for a few minutes and then I will use my retinol. So again, letting you know, my skin is used to retinol. I use a retinol bakuchiol blend and it is by Topics Pharmaceuticals. But if you are not someone who is used to retinol, you definitely do not want to use a glycolic acid and then put a retinol on top of it. Your skin will feel like it's on fire. Anything active are our big active ingredients like our vitamin C's, our AHAs, BHAs, retinols. These are things that we're not going to want to just cocktail together just willy-nilly, okay? And we're not going to want to do it if it's never been done before. And if your skin cannot tolerate retinol just by itself, We're not going to do a glycolic and then to throw a retinol on. Okay. This is what my skincare routine is, but I'm someone who's able to use retinol every night. So there are a couple of times a week that I will put a glycolic on and then use my retinol. So if that happens to be the night that I'm doing it, that's the order that I will do it in. If I'm not using my glycolic that evening, I will just do my retinol, let it sit for 15 minutes, and then my night cream. Because my actives, and I keep going back to last episode, but daytime, anytime I'm using an active, I really like to let it sit for at least 10 or 15 minutes. At night, I almost always have that time. But during the day, especially if I am getting ready or if I'm going to wear makeup or if it's Sunday and I'm going to church and I don't have, sometimes my vitamin C only gets to sit for about 5 minutes before I just throw makeup on or like my SPF, my makeup and go. But in the evening, I always have that 10 or 15 minutes to let my good, really good actives seep into my skin and I love it. So after my retinol, I'm going to do a night cream. And sometimes I will put a hyaluronic acid. That will just depend on what my skin tells me needs. And really, that's kind of how I operate as an esthetician in the treatment room as well, is I don't advertise my facials as a specific type of facial. So I don't say anti-aging facial or acne facial or detox facial or whatever, because sometimes people think they want one thing, but their skin actually needs something else. And so I just tell people, this is the price of my facials. And when you come to me, I will look at your skin and physically touch your skin, and we will decide together what your skin needs. But I can't just say, oh yeah, let's schedule you for an anti-aging facial if I don't really even know what your skin is like or what it needs. So same thing with my own skin, is sometimes my ingredients change depending on what my skin needs that week or that night. But always in the evening, I'm always going to use a nice, thick, ceramide-filled cream, night cream. Ceramides, peptides, love them. So good for evening. A nice, rich, emollient, something that is much thicker than my daytime. And, you know, some people don't love that even in the evening, like if they feel like they have really oily skin, but I'm telling you, it's so, so good. If I'm going to do my gua sha that evening, so I'm telling you, I am a freak about skin, okay? So I'm a freak about my skincare routines, and my evening routine changes so much day to day because there are some times that I'm going to do gua sha, there's sometimes I'm going to do glycolic and retinol, and there's sometimes I'm just going to do retinol and night cream. So it really just depends. But if I'm going to do my gua sha, then I will either use my night cream or I'll use a CBD oil as my slip, and I'll do that for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, and then that'll end my, and I use a lash serum if I don't have extensions. So many things that change, right? And I'm sure you guys are like, oh my gosh, this was not even helpful at all. But just for me, these are the things that I use. But as a recap, when you're cleansing your face in the evening, I really always want you to do a double cleanse. If that means that your first cleanse has an amazing makeup removing cleanser like the Montarbo Creamy Glow Cleanser, wonderful. That can be your first cleanse. If you don't have an amazing creamy makeup removing cleanser and you use something like a micellar water or a makeup removing cloth, then I don't consider that your first cleanse. That's just taking your makeup off. So then you're going to cleanse and then double cleanse. Toner, if it, you know, feels good, because like I said, you're going to hear some professionals say no to toner and some professionals say yes to toner. And then your serums. Whichever serum you're going to use, it's always going to be the same order. It's always going to be cleanse, tone, serum, moisturize. In the daytime, that's going to include an SPF, and at night, it's not. I was talking to one of my students and her boyfriend was just really trying, and he was using his SPF at day and night, and she just kissed him on the forehead and was like, love your little heart. Please don't use SPF at night. SPF is to protect and block, And we don't want SPF sitting on our face at night when our skin is trying to breathe and turn over and renew ourselves. If we've got SPF on, it's not going to be able to do any of that. Okay. But again, this is hopefully what this podcast is for you to learn some things and to share it with some people that maybe need to learn some things. So I think that that's probably good for a nighttime routine episode. Again, we will maybe talk to some people about their routines later, what they use, what they love, and things might change. So this is only episode 2. I know that we're going to be doing a lot more together. So I hope you come back for the next time. I hope you guys are having an awesome week. And
so much for listening to another episode of the Skintellectual. If you learned anything, I would love to hear from you. I would also love it if you would join our group. It's actually called Debstetician, so spelled like my name, D-E-B, and then like an esthetician. So it's D-E-B-S-T-H-E-T-I-C-I-A-N. So that is the Facebook group for now, but I would love it if you would join it. There's all kinds of information there. And I would love if you'd leave a review. Of course, if you liked it, if you didn't, it's fine. You don't have to leave one. But share it with your friends and let me know what you think. Thanks again.